Introduce myself. My name is Dr. Emmanuel Soma.
I love
the Lord as my personal savior. I'm here with my wife and my daughter. Amen. That is my wife. Also, I've seen her. I work in Bangladesh. That is why you will not see me every day. But you are always in my heart. Amen. 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 And today we want to share from the story of Joshua. Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. You know, whenever we read the Bible, we must think of it as a mirror. And the Old Testament is always a mirror of the New Testament. And anytime we read the Old Testament, we must use it to examine our lives and what God wants us to be. And Joshua is the same name for Jesus. And when the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, they were delivered into the promised land.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you are entering into the promised land, it symbolizes you have entered into salvation. Now, when they were coming out of Egypt, it was the work of God. It was the miraculous hand of God to bring them out of Egypt into the promised
land.
But now that they entered into the promised land, God wanted them to take possession of the promised
land.
And so as a believer, it is possible to get born again. And this is the work of God. For you to enter into salvation, into the kingdom of God, it is the work of God. But you see, also once you have entered the kingdom of God, there are things that God will expect you to do that by them you can enter into your victory. There are many Christians, but not many are walking in victory. There are many believers who believe in the power of God, but they are not experiencing the power of God in their lives. Yes, they claim the promises, but they are not walking in the victory of God. And so we are going to look at the story of Joshua and how he conquers
Jericho.
And we are going to apply that into our lives today. And we are going to read from Joshua chapter 5. And we are going to read from verse 8. The Bible says, so it was when they had finished circumcising all the people that they stayed in the camp until they were healed. Verse 9, then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of this place is called Gilgal to this day. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at the twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate the produce of the land on the day of the after the Passover, and leavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year. I want to explain what is happening here. The children of Israel had, you remember there was a whole generation, 20 years, or 40 years, they walked in the wilderness. And so there was a generation of children, of men who had not yet been circumcised. And so God wants them to first enter into the covenant with Him. And when we come to salvation, we enter into the new covenant. So the covenant is given by Christ. That He cleanses us and He washes us. And then He also circumcises our hearts. And we start to change, that the things that we used to love of the world, we no longer love. If you used to enjoy sin, sin no longer becomes enjoyable. One of the evidences that you are born again is that you know this is sin.
Why mean Aja Aligi where
the Holy Spirit inside you will tell you this is sin and this is not sin. Because the Holy Spirit inside you is the one that will tell you right from wrong. And so when that has happened, now they were told, now they were circumcised. And then now the manna that they were eating, they were enjoying miracles all the time finished. And someone will say, when I gave my life to Jesus, every prayer I will pray, God will answer. When I just ask God, God answers immediately. I don't even need to pray or fast anything. You are enjoying the manna. But there is a time when the manna will finish. And God will expect you to stand as a pastor. So the manna finished. And now they have to fight. They want to conquer the city. God has told you, I've given you all of Canaan. You have been given the blessing of Abraham. You are the seed of God. But then your life is not reflecting that blessing. Because there are people who have occupied those cities. There are people who have occupied the areas that you are supposed to take. And there is a battle that you will have to fight for your destiny. So let us read from verse 13. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite with him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or for our adversary? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth.
Joshua waga
and worshipped. And say to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. You see, God is always available.
What I am.
He said, if you call unto me, I will answer you. Now, the help of heaven is available. You have come to Christ. He has said he has commanded all his angels to protect
him.
All the angels of God are available to fight
him.
Do we pray to the same Jesus? Yes.
I know.
The apostle and the pastor and the believer, they all pray to the same Jesus. But why is it that some people have more results than others? It is because of understanding how we approach God. So the angel of God came.
Malaika, ja.
And he has the sword.
What are you doing?
Eh, Joshua saw. My. Their armies, their physical armies and their spiritual armies.
Fi al jesh altar jesidia or kamana de rohia.
Physical armies and spiritual armies.
Jesidia fi al kaman rohia fi.
Available. And he asked the man,
oh, Asalo,
are you for us or for our enemies?
And the
man said, neither. Neither for you,
neither
for your enemies. But I have come as commander of the army of the Lord. What God is saying, for you to enter into your victory, it is not what you want. It is you to align to what God wants. It is you to ask God, God, what do you want for my life? Yes, you are trying to study to be a business person. But is that what God wants for you? Or it is what you want for yourself. You want to walk in victory. You must find out what is it that God wants for you. You must ask God, am I doing what you created me to do? When the Bible says that every day of our lives is written in the Bible, it's written as
well.
Every day of our life is written in his book. Jesus said, I have come to do your will. He has come in the volume of the book to do your will. God wants you and I to fulfill his purpose. So the commander tells him, I have come in the name of the Lord. And he tells him, take off your shoes. The place you are standing is holy ground. The day we understand that God is holy, and you desire to worship him, when you reverence him, when you fear him,
can you cough before?
Then you attract the help of heaven.
Then kida
God is going to release his help
to those who worship.
To those who reverence his name. You know, it is easy to be familiar with God. It is easy to take things normal. But if you take God to be serious, God will be serious with you. If you take God to be serious, God will be serious with you. So Jericho is now tied up. Joshua chapter 5. Sorry, Joshua chapter 6 now. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Its king and its mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And the seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times. And the priest shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they shall make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. Now, in that time, a city was surrounded by walls. And they will make their cities on the hills. And so they will surround their cities with walls. If you now go to visit homes, you find homes that have very tall walls are very secure. When bullets are going through, when they're shooting in the community. If your house is the wall of Ghana, how do you feel? You hide under the bed, right? But if your wall house is the wall of stone, at least you can sleep comfortably. Why? Because you believe the wall is able to protect. So what the people of Jericho, they had a big wall around them. In fact, the historians say it was so wide that a chariot can go around it. You can imagine almost from here to almost middle here. Big wall like that. And they have closed up the gate. No one can enter, no one can come in. And God has told them, I want you to conquer this land. Maybe the problem you are facing now seems like a wall of Jericho. Nothing is entering, nothing is going. You have tried to apply, nothing is going. Maybe your health has refused to heal. Your body has refused to heal.
This is like my dead illness.
It has refused to enter or to come
out.
And you have worshipped. You are a believer. You have been sanctifying God.
You've been obeying God. You've been worshiping.
You know that you are blessed by God.
You are not living in sin. But now you enter, you want to enter your city.
There's something that the angel says. He says, see. Why does it not start with marching? Why does it not start with fighting? He says, see first.
Okay, I know.
But see,
I know.
I have given you the victory.
I know that in Saul.
I have given you the city.
I
have given you the fighting men.
I
have given you the king.
That
means your victory.
The kimana will serve that.
Start with what you see. It starts with the vision that you have placed in your eyes. What is it that you see about yourself? What is it that you see about your future? What is it that you see about your family? What is it that you see about your destiny? You might think around yourself you are nothing. It might look like you are not even moving forward. But if you start to see the way God sees you, then you will start to believe. Because when you start to see what God can do, when you start to believe in the healing of God, when you start to believe that you will not be barren, when you start to see your wedding, when you start to see your job, when you start to see your car, when you start to see God lifting you up in
ministry,
then faith.
Yeah, amen.
Starts to happen. So they were told, see.
I know.
And then they were told, now you are going to start to march. You have seen
in the mind
and you are meditating on it.
It's like
that means God says in his word that I am the head and not the tail. That means I am the head. I'm not the tail. I cannot be behind. I can only be in front. You start to think. They are
seeing.
They are opening the scriptures. They are told not to talk. Not talk.
More or less.
You know, people like talking a lot, eh? There are people like radio. Radio cannot be quiet.
That's the thing they radio my aspect.
But God was telling them.
Again.
First sin, after your sin.
I know.
And I want you to see now. Ask yourself. What is that place? That God can lift you up.
I happen to be hard fighter.
That you will even think it is a joke. What is the biggest thing you can imagine?
This I can be behind it.
Start to see for yourself.
Why the faking?
Maybe you want to be the president.
Can I convince?
This is the place of sight.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Right.
Maybe you want to own your own place. Do you see it? Do you see it? This is what the commander of the Lord said. He said, I have come. It is you to enter. You want to enter into Jericho? Yes, you have all the blessings. But do you see yourself? You want to enter business. Do you see yourself succeeding? Or do you see that it will fail? What do you see? So, lift your eyes.
Ask for you, Peter.
And
see as God would see. Then start to silently walk. Look at the word of God. Jesus said that I forgive all your sins. That means there's nothing in my past. There's no sin that I did that will hinder me from receiving the blessing of God today. Because many Christians cannot receive the blessing of God because of guilt. They are remembering the bad things they did. And they feel that God cannot forgive them. But God says, I wash away your sins. And then you start to think again. He says that I am not cursed. That means there is no curse that can come on me that will hinder my blessing and my future. You want to enter, but there are things still in your mind that are holding you behind. This was the place where they are to walk in. And you see, they are starting to see the world. And they go around every day. Marching. They are marching. And then God says, put the trumpets in front. So the music is playing.
The music.
Worshipping. Music is playing in the background. They are quiet. They want, they go around.
I know, I can imagine.
Their wife, at home, the wife will ask, hey, how was the war today? Let's say we were just walking silently. Is it sounds stupid? Instead of starting to hit the wall, fighting the wall, trying to dig the hole in the wall. You see, the problem of believers is we want to fight like unbelievers. You want to steal from someone, you want to put him. But if you just stay quiet and you wait on God, and you wait to hear what God is saying, God has a way for you to enter into the
same.
And your way is not the same as someone else. You are unique, you are different. God made you alone. Even if you are twins, you are not the same. That means you are not a photocopy of anyone else. Say, I am an original. I am an
original.
Do you believe it? If you believe it, say, I am an
original.
They went and told their wives. Today we just quit. We just went round. And the music was playing. But in our hearts, we were starting to see this world becoming very small. Because when you start to see the way God sees, That mountain looks very small. Then they meditated. They went wrong.
Come on, right.
They too. They woke up in the morning. The trumpet is playing. The people, the priests are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God.
That
means that you're continually waiting on God. This is waiting on God. You're worshiping, you're waiting on God. You're not moving. You're not yet begun to fight. You are waiting to hear the strategy. You want to enter into the city. And God has the way for you to enter. As you wait, as you are listening to someone, the faith is rising until day 7.
And
when day 7
reaches,
I believe that was the full revelation. It came. They know now that now it is our time to enter. When you are shouting, you shout before the victory or after the victory. After, right?
But
after you've gotten the
door,
then you start celebrating. You come and say, I have a testimony. I have gotten a job in the UN.
I have gotten a job in the UN.
Dollars.
That is what you know, eh?
You start to give testimony.
I
am now pregnant. I am giving back to twins. Triplets. You're just carrying them. 1, 2, 3. People shout after they have received the victory. But the angel told them, shout. Shout. The shouting came at the point when the revelation was full. And they now know and have seen they have the victory. I tell you, when you start to seek and meditate on the word of God, there is something that God is going to release in your spirit. And you are alone and in that challenge. Why? You've seen something. That people around you have not seen.
You have
entered into your victory. That people around you have not seen. Things happen spiritually.
I get the
before they come.
You want this one? Hassle. Yes, I hear.
You win your victory spiritually first.
It has been seen with something Rohir Awal.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between those who enter and those who don't enter. All of you are Christians, yes. But there are those who have entered, and there are those who have not entered. We can just be sitting here, and someone just starts to shout, why? Because God has revealed to
himself.
And what God has said, it will come to pass.
Lazim, yes.
But the question is, do you see it?
Swali.
Have you seen it?
Say it, I am.
Have you believed it?
It I mean.
Have you received the shout of victory?
And
when they shouted,
the
Bible says the walls fell down flat.
Boom.
Remember, there was a physical army.
I can't fit, yes.
And a spiritual army.
We come and fit, yes. I go here.
Because the commander was there with Joshua.
Commander, commander can this one.
Kai. And because Kai. Joshua and the Israelites had obeyed
Joshua, my Israel, woman, army,
they went silent 6 days.
Woman, ask God, you know the rest.
Then on the seventh day, they went 7 times.
Yala yom saba woman.
They were told, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then they were told, shout!
Hey, kore!
I don't know what to shout with me. Shout! There's something called the shout of victory. Now when you shout, because of what God has already done, then the heavenly army.
Yes, with the
I don't know how many angels were there. But even one was enough.
Why is they coming out of the fire?
He just stepped on the wall. Kanya! The wall went flat.
Wait, and they were like, boom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what wall is standing before you.
I'm out of there. I've had to go to get out of that.
But it cannot stand any longer.
But it might be standing longer.
I have come to declare there is a shout.
And I don't know that if he's a crap.
And we are going to call on the angels' armies. And
we
are going to step on those walls. And then you can enter and take
this
city. When that city was taken, they were told everything there belongs to God. When victory comes from God,
can it serve them in Rabbon?
It is for Him.
Then the Rabbon.
It is for His glory.
Then the make it a Rabbon.
It is not for you to now marry a third wife.
Ma, Kasanita Vijay, Kamanzi, you do your Tarasan Juan.
It is devoted to God.
Then
Tabi is the Rabbon. I want us to stand.
Now they can now give.
I don't know what you have had today.
And I'm out of it. Ask myself.
I know everyone has had a different message. Now start to pray what you have heard.
But I say that you ask me.
Start to call on God.
But I never come.
Call on Him. Open your mouth and call on Him.
Brother, first matter, brother, I never
come. You know where it is that you are struggling.
It are from Mahala. It are you. The hardest for.
You know where it is that there are walls around you.
It are from Mahala. You better be able
to start to call on God.
Start
to call on God. Start to call on Him. Start to ask Him for
direction.
Start to ask Him for victory. Start to ask Him to intervene.
He
is the God of angels,
amis.
Every help is available. The commander is available.
So, God is
He is available to help you. He is available to fight for you. He is available to touch you.
He
is available to heal you.
He
is available to break the walls of
darkness.
God is available to you. The help of God is available. Be it in your workplace, He God is available to fight. There is a shout of victory today.
I
want you to cry out to God and say, God, have mercy on
me.
Tell God, have mercy on me. I cannot stay like this forever. How long will I struggle? How long will I be ashamed? How long will I be ashamed in my family? No, today is the end. Today is the end. Today is where I put an end to my sickness. I put an end to my sickness. I put an end to my trouble. I put an end to my disappointment. I declare a new life. I declare a new favor. I declare new grace. I declare the power of God. The power of God. The power of God. Rakasha anabasa olakasa anabare. Raka bebara nasha anabara bara mose elebaya. Rakasha elebara makasha anabara bara ba. Rekosa elebaya karama elebara matara. We want to enter into the city. Raka ebara maya karama elebara mashara bade. Raka bebara mose anabare.
born again, come quickly. You cannot enter into the city if you're not born again. You need to be born again. You need to be born again. If you're not born again, come quickly. Come quickly. Yes. Come quickly. If you know you're not born again, you cannot enter. It starts with circumcision. It starts with circumcision. It starts with you saying, Jesus, I
believe.
Come quickly, my sister, you know for sure that you are not born again. If Jesus comes now, you don't know where you are going. Come now. This is your prayer. You know for sure if you die now, you are going to hell. Come for prayer
now.
Release the power, God of Asha, Rabba, Rekote, Banakara, Asha, Rabba,
Release the power. Release the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come upon them. Makase arabo shete. Prakatatado. Receive the glory of God. Receive the power. Receive the anointing. Power of God. Come upon them. Come upon them. Come upon them.
Release the light.
Hallelujah. Something has happened today. Something has broken. Something has broken in your life. The things that have been blocking your life. The things that have been hindering you from moving forward have been broken. So I want you to release a shout of
victory.
You must release a shout of victory. The same way you will dance when your miracle comes. I want you to release it now.
Release it now.